Jay Ginter is the Chief of Regulatory Operations for the National Marine Fisheries Service in Alaska. The sport take of halibut has exceeded the guideline harvest level for the last 4 years. Ginter says the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council attributes the overharvest primarily to the growth of the charter industry.
It was the guided charter vessel sector that seemed to be growing the fastest. And so that was taking the brunt of the blame, I guess you could say, from those people who were involved in the other sectors. They were saying, hey, I can't find halibut in my favorite place anymore. You know, whether the charter vessel sector was to blame or not, that's who they were pointing the fingers at.
The National Marine Fisheries Service has been developing the rule since the council recommended the measure in March of 2007. The council has considered a series of management measures to limit the charter harvest going back to 1993. To qualify for a permit under the proposed system, charter operators will have had to have fished for halibut at least 4 years ago.
Transferable permits will be issued in the initial allocation of permits if the applicant has a minimum of at least 15 logbook trips in 04 or 05 and 15 halibut fishing trips in the recent participation year, whatever year that is. if it's 08, it would be 08.
Ginter says 2008 will be the recent participation year only if the rule goes into effect in 2010. He says the Secretary of Commerce will have final say over the implementation of the rule. The charter halibut permit is similar to the limited entry system already managed by the state for commercial salmon fishing, but there is one feature that more closely resembles federal management schemes. Small towns in both South Central and Southeast Alaska may be eligible for a community quota entity, which could manage a small number of permits for local residents.
So it really provides an opportunity for a person who would not otherwise qualify for a charter halibut permit. If they live in one of these rural communities and want to develop a lodge and fishing opportunity business, it provides an opportunity for them to get a charter halibut permit.
Ginter says permit holders whose businesses grow under the CQE program could ultimately buy one of the transferable permits when they go on the market. Ideas about how and where charter halibut permits will be brokered and how the system will interact with a forthcoming catch-sharing plan with the commercial fleet, as well as numerous other details, are among the kinds of comments now being solicited by the Secretary of Commerce. Ginter says he can't really predict when the charter fleet will be fishing under the new rule, if at all.
After we get all that comment in and we summarize it, we prepare the final rule. We never know when we prepare a final rule whether it actually is going to come out, because it could be that Secretary of Commerce or some issue at that level derails it or decides, no, we don't want to do this. So that's always a possibility.
Comments will be taken through June 5th. More information about the proposed charter halibut permit system is available online at alaskafisheries.noaa.gov. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.